you're plowing with two horses, what do you call the one that walks in the furrow?
That depends now. What kind of a plow you use?
Oh, really?
Now, there's two kinds of turning plow. Mm-hmm. Which is the plow you first break up the land with.
Mm-hmm.
There's a right-hand plow and there's a left-hand plow. If you're using a right-hand plow, you'd say your off horse was mm-hmm. in the furrow. If you're using a left-hand plow, you'd say your lead horse was in the furrow. Because if your right hand is going around the land this way,
mm-hmm.
going to your right. With the left hand, you're right reverse, coming the other way.
Mm-hmm.
So that puts, with the right-hand plow, your off horse. And they're mostly used in this part of the country down south. Well, we'd say the old horse is in the furrow.
I see. Okay, if something was not real close at hand, you say it's just a little, what, over? Just a little?
Just a little further than I can reach or something okay. like that.
If you had been traveling and hadn't finished your journey, you might say that you still had a, what, to go before dark.
Yeah, a good long ways to go before dark.
If something was very common and you didn't have to look for it in a special place, you say, oh, you can find that just about?
Anywhere.
Okay. And if someone slipped and fell this way, you say he fell over?
Backward.
And this way would be?
Fell on his face, fell forward on his face.
Okay. And say if you had been fishing, and I asked you, did you catch any fish? And you said, no, a one. No.
They wouldn't bite today.
Okay. Would you say no, not a one, or no?
Yeah, no, nary? No, not a one.
Okay.
They wouldn't bite today.
Would you ever say nary, nary one?
Yeah, a lot of people use that word nary. With the southern people, most especially, you know, their language, they omitted a certain amount of sounds in their pronunciation.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, a lot of people are not a woman. Most people would say, and I guess which is probably not a woman, if you ask how many fish are
mm-hmm.
catching the fish in the bank, it's not a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of people say, nary one, nary one.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know whether it's a short pronunciation. In other words, they didn't bring it all out.
Yeah.
They cut that pronunciation short, you know.
Yeah.
Like people, a lot of people, instead of saying yesterday, said yesterday. Yesterday.
Yeah.
See, you cut that day part pronunciation off.
Yeah.
Instead of saying yesterday.
Do people say that around here?
Yeah. Used to. Not as bad now. Of course, our younger generation has had lots of better opportunities for education, you know. They naturally speak more plainly and use the pronunciations more.
Yeah.
As I said, the old people cut everything short they could. You know,
yeah.
Anything you had to say.
Okay. Say, if a boy was being scolded by his teacher, he might be a little annoyed about it and say, well, why is she blaming me? Nothing wrong?
I haven't done anything wrong. Why is she after me? Blaming me for it?
Okay. And say someone borrowed your rake and accidentally broke it, was apologizing for it. You might say, oh, that's all right. I didn't like it.
Yeah.
I didn't like it what?
Well, that's all right. Don't worry about it. I didn't like it too well. No way. Something like that.
Okay.
That effect.
And the little child was crying. And you ask him why he's crying. He might point to his big brother and say, he was eating candy and didn't give me.
He didn't eat none.
Okay.
That was always, instead of saying, I guess Papa would be, he didn't give me any, but
yeah.
The old people said, didn't give me none.
Yeah. Okay. If you got rid of all the brush and trees on your land, you'd say you, what, the land?